the idea?
Kate Delaney hanging out with you as we head into yet another weekend in June. Isn't June the big month for marriages, brides, and all that sort of stuff? It seems like the other day I was blown by a bride store and I saw, it looked like a traffic jam. I thought, what are they giving away, gowns? And then I remembered, oh yeah, June is a big month for marriages. So maybe some people were picking up their gowns or whatever. But it's not about picking up gowns on this show. No, 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 no. There are a lot of things that we're going to get to, and that's not going to be one of them. We will get to some celebrity gossip. Occasionally, we lighten the load. And I know you're just so dying to hear about the latest with Brangelina and all that sort of stuff. But we can't completely ignore it, right? Every once in a while, we have to mention it. Plus, we have sports shorts. What happened with the Magic and the Los Angeles Lakers? It came down to a nail-biter, went into overtime, and I'll tell you who won coming up a little bit later in the show as well. Now, if you were listening to the first hour of America tonight, you might already know the answer to that question. Plus, there's some movies coming out this weekend. Everybody knows I'm a huge movie hound, and the taking of Pelham 123 is probably the biggest movie, so we'll give you a preview of that. Denzel Washington stars in it along with John Travolta and a few other people that you might recognize. But there's a handful of other movies as well. A lot of the big blockbusters are still out there. That animated film Up keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Angels and Demons is kind of holding its own. It's not as big as The Da Vinci Code, but it's absolutely reaped its money back, especially with the international big release of that movie. And, you know, the few of the movies that have been released in the last 6-7 weeks, the Star Trek movie will continue to get some money coming in. It seems anymore, it's really that first 3 weeks when a movie comes out. And it's almost because I think we know, hey, this movie is probably going to eventually end up in the dollar place, right? Or we're too busy and we'll just wait for the movie to come out on DVD because you get Netflix or you run to Blockbuster or one of those things, right? So we kind of procrastinate knowing that we can go see it. And maybe there's something to hearing too much about a movie, then your expectations are too high. Like the technical director of the show, Matt Johnson, and I both agree, there was a ton of buzz over Mickey Rourke. Oh, Mickey Rourke, what a comeback. What a comeback for Mickey Rourke in the movie The Wrestler, and he's up for an Academy Award. What a great performance. And Marissa Tomei, who won an Academy Award for My Cousin Vinny, she's in the movie, and it's unbelievable. And there was so much conversation about it that I don't know what I thought I was going to see when I saw it, but it was a solid movie. It was decent, but it was not what I expected. And I think it's because there was too much conversation about it. I'd heard too much about it before I went in. All right, you know how I feel about my crazy list, right? Kim Jong-il is on the list. I mean, this is a layup because I think most people would agree with me. Kim Jong-il, also Mahmoud Ahmadinejad also would be on that list. You know, the maniac running Iran who swears there's no Holocaust, just denies it. I don't know how Benjamin Netanyahu keeps a straight face when even hearing about Iran as long as he's in power. But the Iranians have a chance to boot him out if they want to. The problem is he does have some backup. So they started voting Friday in this presidential election, and it puts the hardline president, Ahmadinejad, against a pro-reform candidate who's much more open to improving relations with Washington. And it's a pretty rowdy campaign that's been happening in Iran. There's been lots of demonstrations and that kind of stuff. There have been a lot of dueling rallies. So Ahmadinejad still has the people backing him, a lot of people. But his main challenger, Hosseini Mousavi, has a ton of support as well. He threw a rally and he drew tens of thousands of people into the streets of Tehran. So how will they vote? Well, we'll see. Unlike in this country, where sadly not enough people vote, in Iran, yeah, everybody turns out for this. They've got 45,000 polling stations around the country that flew open, and from what I'm told, I just got an email from somebody, pretty packed. So there's a little bit of tension, of course, because of the back and forth between these two very different people, obviously, Ahmadinejad and the challenger, the main challenger. But it could be a changing of the guard, and that might be a good thing for relations, certainly with the United States and others. Swine flu is now officially a pandemic. Are you worried? First time in 41 years. Over 30,000 cases. Anybody listening to me at all know anybody who even had the symptoms of swine flu? And speaking of swine flu, healthcare in this country, sadly, is in a shambles. So Barack Obama, President Obama, and some others are pushing this agenda forward. And when I say this agenda, the agenda to change healthcare. Here's what the president had to say today.
Even for those who have health insurance, rising premiums are straining family budgets to the breaking point. Premiums that have doubled over the last 9 years and have grown at a rate three times faster than wages. And all it takes is a single illness to wipe out a lifetime of savings. Now, employers aren't faring any better. The cost of health care has helped leave big corporations like GM and Chrysler at a competitive disadvantage with their foreign counterparts. For small businesses, it's even worse. One month, they're forced to cut back on health care benefits. The next month, they've got to drop coverage. The month after that, they have no choice but to start laying off workers. For the government, the growing cost of Medicare and Medicaid is the biggest threat to our federal deficit. Bigger than Social Security, bigger than all the investments that we've made so far. So if you're worried about spending and you're worried about deficits, you need to be worried about the cost of health care. We have the most expensive health care system in the world, bar none. We spend almost 50% more per person on health care than the next most expensive nation. 50% more.
Yeah, how is that possible? It still is incredible when you think of the situation that we're in the United States and compare it to some other nations. You know, again, something has to be done with health care to completely revamp it, radicalize it, and make it across the board almost like socialized medicine. And I'm not so hip to that, but there's got to be some alternative, something that makes it available to every single person in the United States. Well, the FDA did it. We were talking about it on the show the other night, and I was surprised that much more wasn't made of this, but the Senate did strike the big-time historic blow against you smokers in the United States. How do you feel about that? Voting overwhelmingly to give the people who regulate it, meaning the FDA, massive power, I think, to limit nicotine in the cigarettes that kill about 500,000 people a year. So I think you're going to see a big change in cigarettes. And what about those ads? Surprised the cigarette companies haven't really come out swinging on this. I guess they're trying to lay in the weeds at this point. We'll talk about that with all of you. Slammin' Sammy in Montreal. He's hanging on the line for us. We'll go to you and anybody else. 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidity humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The bad economy doesn't have to mean bad business. The secret is good leadership. Join me for Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com, and I'll introduce you to fresh thinking and smart business strategies that will leave your competition in the dust. Take a few minutes each week to stretch your thinking and sharpen your focus. Break through the status quo so you can grow. That's Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virginity, but about marriage. That seems to be the question that keeps tripping up these Miss Californians. The previous Miss California, Carrie Prejean, was bounced just the other day. Now you've got a new Miss California who said marriage is between a man and a woman. Here we go again. Sure to enrage some in the home state. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging out with you here on America Tonight. Got a flood of email. Thanks. I appreciate it. I promise you I go through it. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. I was just talking about Iran and the Iranians voting on Ahmadinejad, whether or not to reelect him. If they don't, supposedly the guy who could beat him is much more progressive and open to conversations with other nations, including the United States. Is he better than Ahmadinejad? I know only a little bit about him and what I've been able to find out. And he's professing that, and so it seems. But who could be worse than Ahmadinejad? I said it before. A guy who flat out denies the Holocaust. How can you deny the Holocaust? Has anyone been to the concentration camps? Or have you been to that museum where we just had that awful shooting the other day? You have to be an idiot, a moron. I mean, I'm sorry. It's not made up. We have evidence of it. Please, give me a break. Hey, I'm going to tell you about New York City gassing 2,000 geese, or they're getting ready to, because they're tired of worrying about airplanes going down near LaGuardia. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, you can chime in on the FDA. They say now the FDA is going to have the ultimate power over cigarette smoking. If you are addicted to nicotine, you might run out and I shouldn't say this. I was going to say run out and get yourself some more cigarettes because the cigarettes are going to change big time. I have a feeling that, first of all, they're going to probably take some of the nicotine out of it. Certainly the ads are going to be cut back. I'm just wondering how the cigarette companies are feeling about it. Sam is listening to us in Montreal, Slammin' Sammy. What's up, bud?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you? You sound subdued tonight. What, do you have a cold?
excuse me. I just had to clean my...
Okay.
I.E. the Holocaust. Julie's father is a Holocaust survivor.
Oh.
Okay, so this, like I said, I have trouble pronouncing his name, so I've given up. Let's just call him the guy I most likely want to put in front of a hockey net, not even with a jock on.
Ahmadinejad, that's who you're talking about.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and like I said last night, have the five hardest shots in the NHL, take a shot at him, not hit his head, hit down south, if you know what I mean. Oh, but that's besides the point.
Speaking of hockey, let's just cut right to the chase.
Yes,
people
okay.
who have listened, Sam has called my show from the very first day. I think I've been doing this 3.5 years, and we always talk about hockey. I used to get, in New York, they loved it when I talked about hockey. When I was in Dallas, Texas doing a sports show, they didn't like it at first because they weren't a hockey state. It was more about football and everything else, so it's like, you can... lay down on the hockey talk and talk more about football. But you and I obviously like hockey. So what's your prediction for the Red Wings-Penguins series?
First of all, before my prediction, how do you like Dallas's new choice as head coach?
I love the new choice. I think the new Crawford. Crawford, I think, will do a great job there. Unfortunately for Tippett, it's sad because I think he thought he was okay with Joe Neuwendijk there, but no.
No, okay, and he's bilingual, so I was, like I said, I watch both the French and English sports shows. And I have this strange feeling, guys who are, we had Dave Tippett, so we can get away with certain things. Mark Crawford, I wouldn't be surprised if he ruffles a few feathers. You know what? Good. By the way, Detroit 3, Pittsburgh 1.
Okay, so you say Detroit. Yeah, I say Detroit, too. I think it could be by 2 goals. I think Detroit wins it. I'd be surprised if the Penguins pull it out, but, geez, you never know after that big win the other night. And
right.
There's nothing, Sam, like a Game 7.
Oh, you know it.
Oh, I love it. Love those Game 7s, baby.
And I remember the last time the Canadians won the Stanley Cup. I can't believe how many years ago it was. Boom, boom, boom. My sister and brother-in-law... had a bookstore that was it's still there, but the Forum's no longer there. It was east of the Forum, so unfortunately, how from past experiences, how people tend to, and it's not too much of Canadian fans, it's just people who just want to rock the boat. So I remember calling my brother-in-law that day, and I said, "Do you want me to come down and help with security?" He said, "If anything happens to you, your sister will never talk to me again." So he remembers telling me, left of his store, place was totally trashed. Right of his store, totally trashed. His store, not even touched. So it proves that, even the Canadians didn't know what was going on, because if you know anything about true hockey fans, they're not like that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I completely agree. So we'll see if a prediction comes true. Sam, enjoy the game.
You bet. You take care.
All right, Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hello, Kate. I care less about that redneck sport, but I will be watching the game tomorrow.
So. Touche.
I swear, it wasn't Crawford the one that coached the Avalanche to the 2 cups they won?
He did, yes. He's a good coach, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. I think they lost one of the finals to Dallas, if I'm not mistaken. So
they did.
It's funny, he's coaching the other side now. But anyway... Kate, I guess, I was going to ask you if you knew about that election going on over there, and maybe we'll get a little bit of luck and we don't got put up with this idiot anymore,
Yeah, so I hope so, but the problem is, Don, there's a lot of Ahmadinejad supporters, too, so it's real. What I heard, somebody emailed me, it's a long story, but I used to babysit when I was in Cherry Hill, New Jersey for an Iranian family, and I still have connections to them, and some of their family is back in Iran, and they emailed me. We've been talking about the elections. In fact, I was going to have them on the show, and I probably will, but to talk about what it's like. But what it was described to me is there's a lot of tension because a lot of the younger people hate Ahmadinejad, and they like his biggest challenger, who seems to be much more open-minded to the rest of the world. So we'll see if he gets booted out.
Yeah, but they ain't the one calling the shots. It's Khamenei, whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah.
Ayatollah there, So.
Sure.
anyway, hey, just a couple other things. You know, I'm convinced that every coach in the Eastern Conference is a moron and an idiot in the NBA. I can't believe the mistakes I watch from teams from that conference. I mean, tonight, you're sitting there with a 3-point lead with 11 seconds left.
I saw.
The Lakers have got the ball, and the only way that they can win the game is they got to take a three to tie it. You know, there's no other time to mess around. And they just leave they leave Fisher open, which, by the way, you know us here in Utah, we despise LA and the Lakers because it's been a, you know, it hasn't been that great of a rivalry, but we despise them. But the fact that Fisher sits, you know, should still have a Jazz uniform on. And, of course, you know the story about how he was let out of his contract because his little girl needed an eye cancer doctor, and there was one in Philly, one in New York, and one in L.A. And I'm thinking when you know, Larry Miller let him out, I'm like, well, make sure he can't go play for the Lakers. You know?
Guess what?
Sure enough, who's knocked us out the last 2 years in the playoffs? The Lakers.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course.
Anyway, Larry was still a good guy. It was just the worst decision he ever made in basketball. He should have said, hey, Eric, I'll let you out. You just can't play for the Lakers.
I agree. Absolutely.
But anyway, though, so they're going to win another title, unfortunately. But you think they get bored of, I mean, what, there's about 15 or 16 titles now or something like that, you know? I mean, you know, it's like they think that they're the only ones that should win a title every year. I mean, that's the arrogance of a Laker fan.
The technical director of the show, Matt Johnson, is just loving on you, Don, for saying this stuff because he hates the Lakers. The Lakers would wrap up their 15th title if they do this on Sunday. Oh. And so I can understand you hating the Lakers because the Utah connection, you're right. You can't be a Utah fan and like the Lakers at all.
Yeah. Hey, one last thing, Kate. You know, I saw this a couple months ago, this big poster that said that taking a Pelham 1-2-3. And you know how much I love Denzel Washington. I do not want one of his movies. You know, he's one of my top three guys, and Travolta's okay, I guess, although I'm jealous he's got that good-looking wife. But anyways, anyway, though, but, you know, I don't know, boy, because I was a kid when the original came out with Walter Matthau and Robert Shaw and Martin Balsam and what's Ben Stiller's dad's name? I can't think of his name, first name, but anyway, and they were all in that.
Jerry Stiller.
Yeah, Jerry Stiller. And you know, that I just, as a kid, that was just like, that movie just always has stuck out as just one of my favorites when I was a kid, you know, and you know, the end scene there when he's up against the rail, and so, I don't know, and this one looks really good, the action and everything to it, you know.
Yeah, but it looks like it looks like it could be a good remake, but I feel the same way as you. Sometimes the remakes miss the mark, and recently I went back and watched that movie, and it was tremendous. It was so well done. I don't know if the current one will live up to it, but I feel about Denzel the way you do, so we'll see. Hang with us, everybody. Sports Shorts next.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
The crackdown on cigarettes. If you're a smoker and you have that nicotine addiction, which I think is one of the hardest things to shake. I mean, people do everything they can between the patch and smoke enders and all the many, many ways there are to try to quit smoking. And sometimes it's just that good old-fashioned cold turkey. But I've seen people go through this where they quit and then it gets a hold of them again years later and whatever, and it's really a tough habit to break, despite the fact that we know what can happen after a prolonged period of smoking cigarettes, or at least your chances, your odds of getting maybe some form of cancer, certainly. Now that's all going to change because the FDA, I'm sure, is going to crack down big time on cigarettes. The ads will change, the whole glamorization of smoking will change, and I think, more importantly, the product itself will be manipulated a little bit, and with the nicotine buzz that people are getting will change because there'll be, I think, the amounts that go into the cigarettes, there'll be probably levels that will be instituted. We'll see. The Senate said thumbs up. They passed it with flying colors. The House did. Now Obama, who is a smoker, will get the bill, and he's absolutely said he's going to sign it. So we know that that's going to happen. It's just a question of implementation, and I think they'll bring it on pretty quickly. I promised that we would do sports shorts, and of course, the big story is the fact that we still have the NBA Finals and the NHL Finals going on, but Phil Mickelson is back playing a warm-up tournament for the U.S. Open, and he's in the hunt in this, and he's a guy who's dealing with a wife who has cancer, who hasn't had surgery yet. They're trying to deal with the options and figure out going through the whole testing, but they caught it early. But he says he's been, you know, he'll just start to cry because all of a sudden he feels all this emotion he didn't feel before, and how many men listening to that can relate to it, how many people have lost family members to breast cancer. I saw my grandfather go through it awful. My grandmother died when she was, I want to say, 49 years old from breast cancer. But let's swing into lighter stuff and sports shorts and all that contains. Kobe Bryant, just one win away from an NBA title, his fourth. Derek Fisher was the man. We're going to let you hear the tail end of what happened between the Lakers and the Orlando Magic.
Bryant spinning in the lane, back for Gasol. Pretty pass, and it's back to a three-point game. Lewis looking, just gets it in time. Turkoglu on the drive. Turkoglu for three. Won't go. Lewis tips it out, but Gasol, the only one there, and a pass to the basket to throw it down. Lakers go up by five with 21.6 remaining. Bryant against Peaches, here comes the double. Up top to Fisher, straight on three. Puts it in! Derek Fisher with another clutch three. And the Lakers, Turkoglu driving, looking inside. Now pulls back, fires up the three. Won't go, rebound tipped. Still loose, Ariza batted, and Fisher comes away with it. Magic have to foul, they throw it ahead. And the Lakers are going to take a 3-1 lead in this series.
All right, so they do have the 3-1 lead. We'll see what happens on Sunday. Fisher was the guy who forced the overtime with a three-pointer with 4.6 seconds to go in regulation. He drilled another one with 31.3 seconds. You heard the call there. He mentioned about Derek Fisher, and that's, again, to go in overtime. The Lakers outlast the Magic in the end. 99-91 was the final score. It's interesting. It was the first time since 84 when Magic Johnson's Lakers and Larry Bird's Celts actually hooked up on the floor that two games in a finals have gone to overtime. I didn't even realize this. And Kobe Bryant finished with 32 points, 8 assists, 7 boards. So the Lakers are 7-0 following a loss in this postseason. So interesting. Unless they force another one, the Magic will be remembered, I think, for this game, but partly because they let this one get away. This was a game that was winnable by the Magic. I was watching this game, and Dwight Howard was just terrific, hitting everywhere, but at the free throw line when they needed him to. So Superman was stopped dead there. And Fisher just had a career. He's known for memorable shots, and he had him again. Matt, what do you think's going to happen? Do you think the Lakers take this on Sunday?
Yeah, unfortunately, I totally believe that.
Unfortunately, you feel exactly like Don in Wyoming.
Yeah, I mean, these last two games, the Magic should have won both of them.
I know.
But I just can't believe it. Not the last two games, the last three, I guess.
Three. Yeah.
Because the Magic had the lead in both games, that the last two that they lost, and it just, they didn't have it go their way. I mean,
no, they had, remember in game three, they were shooting. They had 63% shooting, which was incredible. They had a great game. And but in this one, they saw it vanish again because what were they, even at the end, in letting that open three shot, I don't know. That was a blunder to me.
Yeah, definitely. And they should have followed Fisher. Jameer Nelson was on them. Should have followed them. I don't know what they were doing there at the end of regulation.
Right.
And then, I mean, if you go back to game two, if Lee hits that alley-oop, I mean, it's game over for the Lakers right there, too.
That's right.
They've had chances. You can't say that they didn't. And Dwight Howard missing free throws. If he hits one of those free throws,
they're
then
in.
Fisher's three doesn't even matter.
Right.
But I don't know. What can you do?
You just roll on. And you know, I'll tell you, this is the deal. If I'm the Magic, though, and I'm this close and I can smell it, screw it. I go to L.A. and I feel like I'm Superman. I just go and I don't care. I don't care about the celebrities that are in gobs all over the court. I just go and I play all out. I just throw it all out there on the court, and that's what I do. I just don't even think. I don't even let the thoughts go in my head, and then I try to push another game. That's what winners do anyway.
Well,
and who's to say they can't?
They got to win the next game at home, though.
Well, absolutely, but. Well, yeah. Do that and then force the game seven, rather.
Right.
So do that and then force the game seven. So that's exactly what I would think. I just wouldn't even put it out of my head.
You know, they got a lot of work to do, and especially, I mean, the Lakers have come out flat a couple times. You've seen Kobe Bryant melt down there in Game 3. If you look, go back to last year when they put up
a performance
in Boston, and they just got done by about 30 points. It can happen, so it's not quite over, but it looks like it's over.
Yeah, maybe what I would do is maybe I'd watch some of that Boston series.
Exactly, just get yourself fired up.
Exactly, get fired up by it, not think about it, and not think about what happened, because that's what you have to do anyway. When you're a pro athlete, when you're playing in a series, if you bungle a series, you just move on from that. I mean, if you feel like you let the chance slip away, that's how you win. You just have to move on from it. It's one game. You're taking it one game at a time. That's what you have to do mentally. So if they do that, then maybe there's a chance they come back in the next game.
And by the way, on Friday, I am taking the Young Guns.
On Friday, you're taking the Young Guns. So you're taking the Penguins.
Yep, I think they're gonna do it.
Oh, you like the Penguins?
I think they're gonna do it.
Now, why do you think that? I think Fleury's gonna get peppered with shots, and I think he's an incredible goaltender. But I think an extra goal or two is going to slip through, and I think the lines are going to be pretty steady, and the defense is going to be pretty good for the Wings.
Yeah, but the Wings, they like to match up Lidstrom and Rafalski on Malkin and Crosby all the time. They did it last game. Maybe they're tiring them out a little bit, and the youth and energy is going to prevail.
All right, you like the youth. I'm going old school. I like the Red Wings. I think that, and there isn't a pattern in this either. Sometimes there's a pattern, but I don't think you see. I was reading something today, and I thought, oh, that's dead on, that column, that there isn't really a great pattern in this one. And it's been tough to predict for a lot of people. So it's the same thing. You can throw a lot of what you normally would think out of the mix, because now a Game 7, especially after that dramatic win by the Penguins, there is something to momentum. And they've got some momentum after that game.
And they did
absolutely
well.
They had the blowout game. See, and that's the thing. They were blown out. The Red Wings blew out the Penguins, and they came back and pushed it. And it was a squeaker, and they did it. And so they set the stage for the one-game showdown.
And if you go back to Game 7 against the Capitals, they took them down there, and that was on the road as well. So,
yep.
They got previous experience.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So we're going with the teams closest to our ages then, huh?
Yeah.
You're taking the young guns.
The Penguins. I'm not quite as old as Chris Chelios, certainly, but I know who he is. Probably know more about him than you do. So you're right. So you go with the young guns. I go with the old school guys that are going to pull it out. So we'll see what happens tomorrow, whether they bring it in or not. I mentioned in hockey that Phil Mickelson was playing, getting ready for the U.S. Open, and just how big that is. Because, of course, the U.S. Open, our Open, is always big anyway. So John Daly is going to return to the PGA Tour, and he has. He started at the St. Jude Classic as well. He's trying to reincarnate himself yet again. He is the blue-collar hero to people across the land. They want this guy to do well. I'm talking about cigarette smoking. The last time I saw John Daly, he was out on the course smoking cigarettes. He's a big-time smoker. He tries to quit, and then when he quits, he ends up eating M&Ms. That's his big deal. So he shot an opening round 72 at the St. Jude. Mickelson shot a 68 in his return, and like I said, he's carrying the heavy burden of his wife's cancer around with him, but the fans are so supporting Phil Mickelson because everybody knows what he's going through. Hang with us. World events coming up around the bend.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Crack the whip once it becomes official, meaning signed into law by the president. He said he's going to do it, so I'm sure he will. And it'll just be a matter of implementation and ultimately what that fight becomes between the government and the cigarette companies. And speaking of fighting or giving up on fighting, Obama is giving up on, bringing the released Gitmo inmates to the U.S. How about that? After all this tug of war over Guantanamo, and what should happen and what should happen to the 240 people that are there and haven't been processed and all that other sort of stuff, they pretty much have abandoned the plans to allow the detainees who have been cleared for release to live in the United States. That's what they said yesterday. So that pretty much reflects the, some of what you've been hearing in Congress, that opposition to letting those prisoners come to the United States and complicating, you know, the efforts to try to get the others, meaning the countries, to accept them, right? So the Guantanamo thing, for now, I'll call it, it's on ice. How about that? I'm going to score that a victory for now because I was not supporting that idea whatsoever. I don't care what prison you could tell me they would be in and, oh, how they can't radicalize anyone because they're separate. They'll be separate from the regular population, and it's a ridiculous idea. Blah, blah, blah. 800-259-5791 if you want to join the conversation. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, how are you, buddy?
Well, you know, since you're talking about Guantanamo, and that is in Cuba, and I like salsa music, you know what I'm going to do for you? Just to lighten it up, we're going to have a salsa intro. All right? Are you ready? And I want you to get up, you know, take your headphones off, grab Matt, and you and Matt are going to do a little Roomba there, all right? Here we go.
Let's hear it.
You got to listen to K late at night, yes. You got to listen, cuz nothing else compares to Kate. Nada más compara con Kate. America Tonight, there's nothing else that compares with the Kate Show. Better than CNN, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, even better than Fox. All right, are you dancing now, Kate? Huh?
We are dancing. We are cutting a rug.
Listen to this now. If you want to hear the news, if you want in-depth interviews, if you want to know about Kobe or maybe even hockey, Kate will tell you how it goes, because that old girl, woo, she's in the news. All right. Well, that's it. That's it.
I love it. Woohoo! Do we have some applause from the studio audience? I love it. Oh, Tomas, you are so clever. That was so well done. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's a good CD. It's called Rhythms del Mundo, and there's a story behind it. Back in the 50s, before Castro took over, you know, there were a lot of musicians playing in the casinos there, and there was one place called the Buena Vista Social Club.
That's right.
And when Castro came in, I guess the cats that were, you know, jamming there, they weren't revolutionary enough or whatever. They got kicked out, and they stopped playing for like 40 years until this jazz guy from America, you know, was listening to this LP. And I don't know if anybody knows what an LP is anymore. You know, it looks like a flat, giant CD. But anyway, but you know, he heard them and he said, "Man, one of these guys is still alive." And he went to Cuba and he went all over the island asking, "Have you seen this guy? Have you seen this guy? Oh, I think he lives over on the other side of the island now." He found them all, and they were like in their 70s and 80s, and he put them together. And they toured the world, and they had, you know, just, it was just tremendous to see these old guys playing and singing again. And they went to New York. They hadn't been to New York ever, you know, and it's quite
the whole Buena Vista Social Club. There's a bunch of CDs. You're right. There's a bunch of CDs. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's terrific stuff.
And this one, Ritmos, Rhythms del Mundo, they do like, they take English songs, and then they, you know, slide them into a little Spanish style there. So, anyway, just wanted to, you know.
Lighten it up. It's good.
All right. And we're waiting for the video of you and Matt dancing in the street, in the rain.
Yeah, we'll post that on the website. I love it. Thank you. Hey, Matt, that was pretty good. I gotta give him credit for that.
Yeah.
I love that he is fearless too, that he will just get on and sing and write a lyric or two.
He's singing on national syndicated radio.
I know. So everybody in Connecticut heard that. All those people listening in Vermont, all those people listening in Dallas, Texas on KVCE heard that. Yeah, that takes some cojones, let's say.
I'd sing, but I don't wake up the neighborhood with the dogs barking.
I'm not much of a singer either.
Horrible voice.
I do too. I have a terrible singing voice. See, that's what you. This is what the nuns do to you. When you go to Catholic school, when you're a kid, you know, you're just 8 years old, whatever. They demand that you sing on cue. And when you don't have that choir type voice, oh man, they just bag on you. They were just bag on my voice. So I never had a shot at having a good voice because I was too paranoid right from the get-go. I just couldn't hit those high notes on Ave Maria. What do you want from me?
Yeah, I sing all around the studio here and bug people with it, but I'm not good at it. So there's a difference.
Yeah, there's a difference when somebody can hit the notes, absolutely, and they have the voice, that's for sure. Like I said, I give him all the credit in the world. He gets our gold star for the week. An A for effort, Tomas, in Michigan. Awesome, exactly. I was mentioning this, a couple of details on this FDA thing, a bill to increase the power for the Food and Drug Administration so that they can actually regulate the manufacturing, the marketing, and the sale of tobacco products cleared the Senate on Thursday. Geez, I wonder how many people are feeling a little worried about that. And Ted Kennedy said miracles still happen. That's what was posted on his website. Longtime senator from Massachusetts. So he said the United States Senate has finally said no to big tobacco. I was frankly stunned because for decades, you know, any of this conversation was squelched immediately. So what will happen to the cigarette industry? That's the big question. What are cigarettes going to look like in the future? The Senate voted too overwhelmingly 79-17 for the measure. So it's very similar to the bill that they had already readied up and passed by the House. And like I said, it's just Obama now that will sign off on this. And what will happen is it'll give, they say anyway, it'll give the scientists and medical experts at the FDA the ability to take steps to reduce the harmful effects and prevent tobacco companies from marketing their products to kids. I think I told this story, maybe it was last week, and I didn't realize this. They hire 16-year-olds to go into convenience stores and whatnot and ask for cigarettes. And that's how they crack down on who's not checking IDs, who's not checking to see who's, you know, the age of the people going in buying the cigarettes. So, of course, the Senate opposition, where do you think it came from? Kentucky and North Carolina, South Carolina and Georgia. But breaking massive tradition, the two senators from Virginia, that's a big tobacco state, they supported it too. Now, the group that owns Philip Morris, which is the biggest cigarette company, said it's an important step forward on the legislation. But they also expressed, and this is the other side of this that I'm surprised nobody's called about, but First Amendment reservations about provisions, including those that could restrict a manufacturer's ability to communicate truthful information to adult consumers. These are their words, not mine. And tobacco products. Wow. You know, I tried to get a hold of R.J. Reynolds, and of course they really didn't have any comment. But I think we're going to see some interesting things happen in the next couple of months once this is signed into law. You can shoot me an email on that or other things, americatonight.net. Remember, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Get on that horse, go around that carousel, and reach out and grab the brass ring.